This is the Composer's Datebook for January 5th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1973, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center premiered a new work by Pierre Boulez, a piece for solo flute, seven instruments, and an electronic computer program, which generated sounds that reacted to and interacted with the solo flute. The piece was titled Explosante Fixe, which translates as exploding, fixed. At the time, however, Boulez was frustrated by the still primitive computer technology. He recalled, "You still had connections with wires and so on. It was clumsy and unreliable." 20 years later, Boulez presented this new version of Explosante Fixe, employing updated computer technology and MIDI flute. This version was recorded, in effect, fixing the explosion. And a fixed explosion is perhaps the best description of the paradoxical nature of Boulez's music. Boulez quotes with approval the French writer Artaud, who described music as collective hysteria and spells. Yet Boulez carefully plots out his compositions in obsessively meticulous detail, like, in fact, a fixed explosion. As a composer, Boulez has been associated with the extreme avant-garde of music. And speaking of explosions, in the late 1960s, he once suggested that as a radical break with the past, all opera houses should be blown up, a remark that put him on a list of terrorist suspects in Switzerland and led police to briefly seize his passport at a Basel hotel in the early hours of November 2, 2001. Yet as a conductor, Boulez is a devoted interpreter of some past composers, such as Debussy and Stravinsky, and if you listen closely, some echoes of their music can perhaps be heard in his own. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.